Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back. Seems like more and more often those delays in life are holding us from doing and living our full potential. So I have to ask you, are you living your best life now? Are you? In the words of Joel Osteen, I'm not really going to quote Joel Osteen. My teeth aren't white enough to quote old Joel Osteen. Man, how do you even say his name? Try to say his name five times fast. Joel Osteen. Five times. Do it. Yeah, I can't do it. It's like Joel Osteen. You can't do it, okay? And if you think you can't do it 10 times fast, okay? And you won't be able to do that. So, anyhow. Just wanted to message and say good day, how you doing, and thanks for listening. Obviously, these podcasts have been, as you could say, a little less frequent and a little more sporadic, mostly because I've been taking my daughter to work with me, and she doesn't want to record a podcast 5 days a week, and so I don't make her, and so most of the time I've been in my car, my kid's been with me, and so, you know, another good thing about that is we get to talk, right? I mean, we get to talk about whatever I want. You know, my car, my rules, my conversations. And, you know, of course I get to hear from her about her day and how she's doing, and what a great time that is, okay? I don't know if you understand this or not, but, like, that is a great time. I love taking one of my kids with me and just going places, right, and just hearing them out, hearing what they have to say, discussing life with them, whether we're talking about Jesus or baseball or something else, their school, their life, you know, things that interest them, the new Nintendo Switch game or whatever it may be, right? It is good to be able to talk to them about this stuff. I really enjoy it, you know, and I don't know about you, but I mean, as a dad, I almost feel like we don't have these opportunities very often. You know, I don't know, maybe you do, but I feel like the opportunity for me to get to know my kids, right, to connect with them, to be intimate with them, and I mean that in the sense of, you know, building that bond, you know, that love, friendship, because yes, I'm their parent, right? But I also want my kid to be honest with me, I want them to be open with me, and feel like I'm someone they can come to talk to. And so, you know, I open up to them, you know, and obviously, you know, you have to keep it on a level that they're going to understand, because they're not going to get everything in life that we deal with, right? And you don't want to stress them out. But how are you going to expect them to come talk to you when they don't feel they can go to you, right? Like when I was growing up, I don't think I felt like I could talk to my dad about a lot of stuff. You know, whether it be taboo or just awkward. So I try to eliminate the awkwardness, right? If you turn awkwardness into more silly or more of a joke, it's easier to talk about. And not everything has to be a joke, but sometimes to break the ice open, you know, you gotta let them know it's something you can talk about, you know? So whatever that conversation looks like, and it's going to be different for everybody. I definitely think you should have those conversations with your kids. And because they're prosperous. I mean, they yield fruit in the long run. You know, you may not get much out of it now, but hopefully, you know, down the road, if you talk to your kid enough about, you know, sex, and you talk to your kid enough about their work, and you talk to your kid about dressing and how other people see other people and how it affects you and how it's affected other people, and how relationships can get intertwined, then when they're going through the same stuff, they can come back and say, wow, you know what I just heard? It was crazy. And you say, yeah, I told you. You know, and then here's how, you know, you could handle something like that. You know, and you let them know it's an open conversation topic. That way, when your kid's going through stuff, they can feel like they can talk to you, because how often did we want to tell our parents something, but we didn't? And if you never wanted to tell your parents something, that should speak volumes on this topic, right? It should tell you enough that you didn't have a close enough relationship with your parents. And yeah, you're older now, you can have a little bit more conversation, but I bet there's still conversations you don't talk to your parents about. And I bet that would still be a fruitful conversation if you did. So maybe there's, you know, things we need to talk about. And, you know, maybe there's stuff you don't talk about. But having a line of communication open with your kids is a very, very important thing to do. Whatever that looks like for you and your family, that's what you need to focus on. And, you know, pray that God, you know, works that out for you. Because it's going to be different every way around. So, aside from that, I have sent off 4 DNA test kits. Okay, technically I sent off 6. 4 of them were for my kids. 2 of them for my wife and I. And, you know, because I've had my ancestry DNA, or my DNA, you know, my genetics DNA stuff done through Ancestry, which I thought was cool. So I wanted to see what it was like for my kids, right? So I sent theirs as well. And then my wife and I sent ours again to 23andMe because, and hear me out, because they do the health screening, right? And so I wanted to see if there was some kind of health screening and all of that that I could figure out. Maybe there's something I can watch out for I didn't know about. So I thought it was interesting to do. And let me tell you this, okay? Because I know there's some of you out here who are like, oh, don't put your DNA out there. The government's... Listen, okay? Just listen to me. The government has got you anyway, okay? I'd say they don't all you want. If you're holding us, if you're listening to this podcast, I tell you they do because you obviously have a smartphone of some sort. Because I highly doubt any of you are at your home on your laptop listening to this. And if you are, well, maybe you're at work, and that I will excuse. But if you're at home doing this, trust me, you got better things to do with your time. Especially if your kids are home, you need to go give them a hug and hang out with them, play some, I don't know, put a cape on and just surprise them in their room. Be Captain Obvious. I don't know. You can figure it out. But, yeah, so DNA test kits, they're fun. They're cool. And you can track down people. You know how many relatives I've had actually track me down and say, hey, you know, you're my DNA tree. And that's cool. That's your cousin of mine. I didn't even know you existed. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool stuff. And, you know, there's people I know who are adopted and they don't know who their parents are, and they get nervous doing these things. And I don't know. I mean, personally, if I had a kid out there and I didn't know about it, I'd want to know about it. And, like, I really would. Life is messy, right? Like, there's nothing about life that is clean and clear cut. Not a thing, right? Even God coming down to this world and, you know, saving our souls or giving us that opportunity to be saved. I mean, my word, that was a mess in itself. It's such a complicated mess that is so intricately designed and planned out that it's beautiful, right? And in the same sense, if we had a kid out there, how much of a mess could that be? But how beautiful would it be to bring some closure in that other person's life of, this is who, where I'm from. You know what I mean? Like, my word, everybody needs that. Everybody. So I highly, highly suggest, you know, we jump on that one. Nervous, not nervous. I'm just saying. It don't mean you got to go have dinner with them. But you could find out something. You could get their family tree, you know, and trace your genealogy and just kind of know what you're about. You know, where you come from, all that good stuff. You may find out that person you can't stand is actually your cousin. And I'm sure you don't want to see that. But I think that'd be good for you. So why not? Anyhow, enough on family trees. I ain't got no jokes for that. Sorry. But, yeah. So what's up? What's new? Did you have work today? I'm getting off work. It's almost 4 o'clock. Almost home from my drive. And, you know, just doing my thing, right? I gave blood about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I think it was. And I gave red blood cells, right? So they hooked me this machine called the Alex machine. And Alex, I'm going to use the as the first name basis, the machine Alex. So took the blood out of my body, separated it or divided it, you know, and put the plasma in one bag and the red blood cells in another, and I guess white blood cells in the other, I don't know. And then once it extracts the red blood cells, it pumps it back into your body, okay? Which I found fascinating. So I was like, yeah, hook me up to that thing. Let's see how this works. And tell me. And trust me, it was cool. But so I gave 2 pints, and I found out I have never had the corona, right? The stupid COVID-19 virus. I have not had it. And praise the Lord for that. Okay, and now I'll always joke saying this is a fake disease and all that mess. Obviously, yes, there's a virus, everything like that. I don't think it's as bad as everyone says. I do think the main symptoms of it that you can tell you have it is by losing your taste and your smell. Maybe some of you don't, but I think that is the main cause of it. And I think it's kind of like the flu. It can knock you on your butt like the flu. And just like the flu can kill you if you got a bad immune system, if you're older or if you're really young, I think it has that same, those same qualities of you know, conditions. But I don't think it's bad enough to cause us all to do what we've done and to continue wearing masks. Okay, I'm so tired of those things. Like, let's just all bond together and throw these things in the trash already, right? Let's get back to business, let's go back to work. And let's just move on, right? Like, that's what we need to do. Aside from that, I was stoked. And then, because I gave it through LifeSouth, I think, for the blood. You know, through the big red bus, whatever. The, what'd you call it? Oh, they sent me emails telling me when my blood was getting used. So I thought I was super cool. I got 2 messages. One of my things of blood went to Orlando. Another one went to Advent Health. And I just thought it was awesome that someone else was able to use my blood. And, you know, I mean, I'd love to see the person that got it, right? Like, part of me is in them. How neat is that, right? I mean, that's a miracle that we can do this stuff this day and age. I mean, could you imagine if we lived where, you know, people got sick and so they drained the blood out of them thinking that would help? I mean, you're just making them weaker. What kind of science were we thinking back then? But I mean, but you know, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have continued working on it and continued studying it, and that's where we end up today. So, you know, I think God gave us the brain and the technology to do what we do, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, it's just where I land on that topic. So, and it can get deep and it can get, you know, disturbing sometimes because people do things with technology that they shouldn't do, and I do think there's a purpose. That, you know, things we should not be doing with the technology and abilities that we have that people do. And obviously that goes across the board with everything. So we do have to not use that as a blanket statement, but use that as a rationalizing, you know, how we do things. So, of course, as always, put it to scripture whenever it comes to, is this right or wrong? Check your scriptures because that's where you get your answers. Anyhow, I'm about to be at home, so I will talk to y'all later. This has been about 14 minutes, so sorry I couldn't go longer, and I'll post this out. Y'all have a great day. See you next time.